This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned today that the Chinese messaging giant Tencent has bought up about 12% of Snap, parent company of the disappearing messaging app Snapchat. I should say troubled parent company, because since its big IPO back in March, Snap shares have lost fully half of their value, leading to the inevitable speculation that it might be ripe for an acquisition. We asked Marketplace Jed Kim to find out what it is that Snap has that makes it actually valuable.
I don't get Snapchat. Messages that disappear? It's probably because I'm old. Or exactly because I'm old. My demographic is decidedly uncool.
Snapchat really kind of has a lock on those teenagers and young adults.
Jan Dawson is chief analyst for Jackdaw Research. He says that lock is one thing that makes Snap valuable. Snapchat's designers are geniuses at keeping that target audience engaged through innovations like streaks, which reward you for keeping conversations going day after day.
It's like dopamine. I mean, it's a dopamine rush for these kids. They kind of keep those streaks alive, and it's very addictive.
And addiction feeds ad revenue, but not enough. Dawson says Snapchat hasn't capitalized on ad sales effectively, and its young user base has begun to migrate to other platforms. Ali Mogarabi is an analyst with Morningstar. He says Snapchat's second value proposition is that it's continually innovating new addictive features. The problem is larger companies like Facebook can just copy them. And do.
They are in a very tough situation.
Tough because they'll have to keep spending a lot on research and development in order to stay the innovator. As for Tencent's major share buy, Mogarabi suspects that's about gaining an insider's view to new Snapchat products.
And possibly apply the same type of innovation to its own huge user base that it has with various apps, including WeChat.
Of course, it could also be an investment too. Snap says it's redesigning its app to bring in more users. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.